Few animal populations in Wisconsin get more attention than the gray wolf. Some think the federal government should keep protecting the animals. Others point to issues like livestock attacks as a reason to delist wolves from the endangered species list. Now, the latest wolf count from the DNR shows that the population could be stabilizing. It comes as Wisconsin lawmakers continue to raise the issue of wolf management at the state and national levels. Danielle Kading is WPR's reporter based in Superior. Danny, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks, Rob.
What are the new estimates of the wolf population, the gray wolf population here in Wisconsin?
Yeah, so from their minimum count last winter, volunteer trackers reported between 914 and 978 wolves, and that's about a 1% increase from the last monitoring period.
And how does that fit into long-term trends with our wolf population in the state?
Well, if you look long-term, like going back to 1980, the state had about 25 wolves, according to the DNR. And there's been long recovery efforts to help reestablish the wolf since it was listed on the endangered species list. And since then, we've really seen the wolf kind of just thrive here in Wisconsin. In the last three winter surveys, numbers have been pretty consistent around that 900 to 1,000 mark. And it looks like their population is stabilizing from the data that they've collected.
And in your reporting on this, going back, as you say, we were down to a couple dozen wolves at one point. But way back when, what do we think or what's the understanding about how many wolves we used to have in Wisconsin?
At one time, there could have been as many as 5,000 wolves in the state, but they were hunted nearly to extinction when the state put a bounty on wolves under pressure from farmers.
And now we've got this number, as you said, in the mid-900s, plus or minus a little bit. Is there a thought that, okay, we've hit a plateau, we've got about as many wolves as the state, as it's currently laid out, is going to sustain?
Well, Scott Walter, the DNR large carnivore specialist, says that the data is an indication that wolves have reached their suitable range in the state because as they've grown, as their population has grown, they are spreading southward from their typical northern range in northern Wisconsin. And when they do that, they encounter less forest cover, more agriculture, and more people. So they end up seeing more conflicts, so it just makes more sense for them to inhabit the northern part of the state where there's a lot more forested area and places where they can thrive.
And do we know, how does the DNR go about counting our wolves?
The DNR goes about counting wolves by using citizen scientists, volunteer trackers who go out from this period. It was April of last year to April of this year, and they count a lot during the winter to see what the numbers are.
Talking to Danielle Kading, WPR reporter based in Superior. She's reported on the latest gray wolf numbers here in Wisconsin in the mid-900s or so, suggesting that the population is stabilizing over the years. Danny, sometimes the state counts things and it's no big deal, not a lot of controversy. That's not true with gray wolves. There is a lot of controversy about how many we have and what the right number is. What are some of the issues that the people you talked to brought up?
Yeah, I mean, it's an emotional issue for a lot of people. And, you know, from a scientific perspective, one scientist, Adrian Trevis, who is a professor of environmental studies at University of Wisconsin-Madison, has raised questions over how the DNR has gone about its wolf count. He claims that they're not being fully transparent or allowing independent verification of the wolf count since 2012, but the DNR has said that their wolf monitoring hasn't changed throughout the years, and there were some closed meetings that were held that were previously public, but that was due to concern, I guess, over getting information out there about wolf hotspots during the time when there was a wolf hunt in Wisconsin. So others believe that the DNR is going about its count, and it's a reasonable measure of the state's wolf population. Adrian Weideman, he's a former DNR wildlife biologist, and he's chair of the Timberwolf Alliance Council. He thinks that they are fairly intensely done by the state agency. He He says they're a reliable indicator of the growth of the population. So that's one part of it. And then you get into the whole other part of all of the emotion that goes into the conflicts that arise from wolves as they're growing, bumping up against livestock and communities in the state and how people feel about that.
And then at the national level, these numbers will be watched here in Wisconsin because there's this ongoing saga both in Congress and in courts about the, as you mentioned earlier, the endangered species status of the gray wolf. I don't think we have to go through all the twists and turns in the last bunch of years, Danny, but can you remind us of the back and forth on this?
Yeah, so back in 2011, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service announced that they were going to delist the wolf. And so it was delisted in 2012, but there was a challenge to that, and essentially a federal judge placed the gray wolf back on the endangered species list in 2014. So that meant that the wolf hunt that the state had enacted during that time could no longer be held because it was once again a protected species. And that's one of the concerns for people who are concerned about the wolf being delisted and those protections possibly being removed, is that management returning to the states, not so much that as it is the wolf hunt. There were 654 wolves that were killed during the three seasons that it was held here in the state. And, environmental groups, animal groups don't really think that that is the appropriate way to go for management. You know, they do think that there's like some common ground there that you could have where if you have a problem wolf, you can take care of that. Right now, with it being listed, you really can't do that with non-lethally anyway. Lethally, I mean, you can't kill a wolf because that would be illegal because it's listed. So they have to use non-lethal measures like flagging or other ways to try and discourage wolf from depredating livestock or interfering with dogs or hounds.
And over the years, I understand Wisconsin congressional delegation has gotten involved. I don't know about passing laws in Congress, but they've advocated, some members of Congress from Wisconsin advocated for delisting the wolf. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, Congressman Sean Duffy, who's going to be resigning pretty soon, has been a proponent of delisting the wolf. Also, Senator Tammy Baldwin signed on to legislation to delist the wolf, noting the conflicts that it's caused and saying that the wolf has been recovered in this region. And there's just a lot of debate among the wildlife and scientific community about whether the wolf has really recovered. I think state wildlife managers will definitely say that the wolf has recovered in Wisconsin. The fact that we're seeing stable numbers the past several years points to that their population is doing well and leveling off. But others, like animal groups and the Humane Society of the United States, will say, you know, it really hasn't recovered to its historic range, and it threatens the recovery of this wolf if we were to delist it.
And Danny, does the state, do wildlife managers have a number in mind, like the right minimum number of gray wolves here in the state?
So the last time they changed their plan, I believe it was in 1999, and that's about 20 years ago. And right then they had a population goal of 350 animals. And at that time, there were fewer wolves here in Wisconsin. So that seemed like a reasonable goal. Now we have, you know, more than 900 wolves that have been counted here in the state. And the state has said that if the wolf were delisted, they would revisit that management plan for the wolf and likely update that goal if it is delisted.
And Danny, over the years, we've had a lot of call-in segments related to the gray wolf and its listing as an endangered species. And one argument I've heard definitely is from people in northern Wisconsin saying, hey, people who are opposed to a wolf hunt or shooting wolves that commit depredations on livestock, they don't get what it's like. They're not living with it. Do you feel like this is that has that sort of personal element to it, that regional element to it in your neck of the woods?
Well, I mean, there's definitely going to be more conflicts where you see more wolves. And for the people that are directly impacted by that, it's very significant, especially if it's their livelihood that's at stake. So I don't think that should be discounted. But at the same time, you know, if you look at it from a tribal perspective, the wolf is seen as a brother by some tribes. And so there's just a lot of emotion that surrounds this animal, and it's never been really easy to decide how we should go about managing it.
It's a good place to leave it. Danny, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks, Rob.
That's Danielle Kading, reporter for WPR News based in Superior. She joins to talk about a new wolf count in Wisconsin that shows the population could be stabilizing after 20 years of growth.